This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 59 for Tuesday, September 15th. I'm Marlo Glass. Ice futures canola contracts were lower on Tuesday morning. The November canola contract is down 360 at $519.70 per ton. The January contract is down 380 at $526.30 per ton. In the most recent production estimates from Statistics Canada, canola production was revised slightly downward to total 19.39 million tons. In August, canola production was estimated at 19.403 million tons. Continued strength to the Canadian dollar kept pressure on canola values this morning. The loonie was over 76 U.S. cents due to prolonged weakness in the U.S. dollar. Comparable vegetable oils were stronger on Tuesday morning, preventing further losses for canola. Nearby soy oil contracts were up by about a tenth of a cent in early morning trade, as well as Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed showed gains. The Chicago soy complex was slightly weaker this morning, despite recent high export demand. This morning, the USDA announced a sale of 132,000 tons of soybeans purchased by China and 132,000 tons of soybeans purchased by unknown destinations. Both sales were made for delivery during the current marketing year. In the most recent crop progress report from the USDA, soybean ratings were down by 2% to total 63% good to excellent. Some ports along the Mississippi River will be closed today due to the incoming tropical storm Sally. The November soybean contract is down by about 5.5 cents at $9.94 per bushel. October soy oil is down by about a tenth of a cent at 34.2 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal is down 240 at 317.50 per hundredweight. Corn futures were weaker this morning. The USDA announced a sale of 120,000 tons of corn purchased by unknown destinations. The corn crop rating was down by 1% to total 60% good to excellent. The corn crop is 5% harvested nationally, which is in line with the 5-year average. The December contract is down by 3 cents at $3.66 per bushel. Wheat futures are weaker this morning. France has lowered their soft wheat crop by 200,000 tons to total 29.5 million tons. The U.S. spring wheat harvest is 92% complete, which is in line with the 5-year average. The winter wheat crop is 10% planted, which is slightly above the average rate. Chicago December is down 9 cents at $5.36. Kansas City December is down 8 cents at $4.65. And Minneapolis spring wheat is down 4.5 cents in the December contract at $5.25. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, September 15th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.